insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Welcome, brothers and sisters, to our program. Inshallah, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of a few more of His verses from His holy book. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ وَإِذْ وَاعَدْنَا مُوسَى 40 لَيْلَةً ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ.
We arrived at verse 50, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a series of verses, which is trying to remind the Jewish tribes in Medina, who these verses are addressed to, of the blessings that He bestowed upon them in the past. Namely, in this particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ, after the Pharaoh had oppressed you, they were killing your children, the male children, but keeping alive the women, using them as slaves and servants. After all that oppression was taking place, we saved you in this very miraculous way of splitting the Nile River, which is called the sea in this verse, reminding them of these blessings, or this particular blessing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is interesting where this happens, or when this happens, actually. Now, this is not one of the places in the Holy Quran that this story is dealt with in much detail, but I just wanted to point this very important detail out. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in other verses explaining this very important principle by which the universe is governed, that unless people want change, unless they work for change, nothing is going to happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to help them if they don't want to help themselves, if they are not moving for change. Now, the children of Israel, or the Jewish tribes in Egypt at that time, were being oppressed by Pharaoh. When Prophet Musa came, the majority, the vast majority of the Jewish tribe in Egypt decided to accept what Prophet Musa said. They went and practiced what he said. They left Egypt as was ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's when this type of help came, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala split the river for them that they moved through. It is not such that if we are under oppression that we are going to be getting these miraculous helps from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in saving us from the oppression. It will not come by us just sitting around and wishing for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got laws by which He governs this universe. If the people, the majority of a people, decide, they put their efforts in to make a change, to do something, that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help them. Miraculously, a recent example that we can give other than the examples that exist in the Holy Quran, like this story, and also like the story of the Battle of Badr, where there was only 313 people with the Holy Prophet, but they won, they had a very nice victory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the help that He gave to the people at that time. But the recent example that we can give is the example of the Lebanon war with Israel, where all the calculations were saying that Israel is going to be winning in this battle if we would only look at the material causes and the material warfare that each side of the war had. But because these people believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and put all the effort that they could and they had in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped them succeed and crush the Israeli army the way they did, alhamdulillah. So that was the point that I had mentioned in the previous session. I wanted to mention regarding this verse. La ilaha illallah, al-malik al-haq al-mubin. La ilaha illallah, al-malik al-haq al-mubin. La ilaha illallah, al-malik al-haq al-mubin. La ilaha illallah, الملك الحق المبين. لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين. لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين. In verse 51, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions another of the blessings that He has bestowed upon the people. He says, وَإِذْ وَاعَدْنَا مُوسَىٰ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. It gives a blessing. It mentions a blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the people. But again, or another point that is mentioned in this verse is the disobedience that came after this blessing. We know in the story of Prophet Musa, after the Jewish tribe moved out of Egypt, where they settled, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called upon Prophet Musa, first for 30 nights, and then another 10 nights were added, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave what we call today the Ten Commandments, or the Torah, whatever term we wish to use. During this period of 40 days, which this was the blessing, okay, this is the blessing that they need to remember, the Jewish tribe need to remember. It's the noble blessing of the commands, the laws by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to help these people govern their lives based upon, so that they could reach prosperity in both lives. So that's a huge blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. We need to remember that. They need to remember that. We need to remember for ourselves the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, the